This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is the weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. In this interview, I talked to student Dr. Joseph Trangali. He's studying at the New York Institute of Technology's College of Osteopathic Medicine at Arkansas State. Trangali talks about his research involving stem cells and treating spinal cord injuries.
Our lab, the Dr. G's lab, is focused on spinal cord regeneration, and we actually have been doing transplants into spinal cords, embryonic stem cell transplants. And it's a really exciting field right now because there's been a couple basic things that have been rethought, and so we have this new wave of ideas, and our ideas have been that we are introducing a scaffolding-like matrix into the spinal cord and then transplanting stem cells. And to see if that can improve the survivability of those cells to help people.
Right. So tell us about what can lead to the problems with the spinal cord that you all are trying to help fix.
It's actually been a big thing in the news recently, the chronic traumatic encephalopathy. That's when you take so many hits over time, like football players get this, they get spinal cord degeneration, and they get lesions in their spinal cord, and you can see these on MRIs. And so these little micro injuries keep building over time, and you get a granuloma-like formation. And so the prevailing thought, you know, for the past couple of years has been to transplant stem cells in them, and they really haven't worked all that well. And so now we're trying ideas that are, a little bit different, you know.
Sure. How did you get involved in this research? You know, what's your interest in this?
So I actually worked in a lab at the University of Florida. I'm a second-year medical student, and I started there in Dr. Ryer's lab, and he was doing the same kind of thing. And so when I came to A-State at NYIT, I linked up with Dr. G, and she had some very similar ideas. So that's how I came about, you know, doing spinal cord research.
Right. And able to take some of that information there and just kind of, I guess, keep working on it. So did you all actually... when you were talking about some of the things that you saw there at the University of Florida, were you able to look at some of those MRIs? I mean, were you able to actually work with athletes who had these kinds of issues?
Not me personally, but there was a department that focused on that kind of thing. And we focused more on the basic science, the biology of stem cells and the biology of why the central nervous system has such a hard time regenerating as opposed to the peripheral nervous system, which does it just fine.
And how could stem cells help in something like this?
So with the lesion in the spinal cord with the chronic traumatic encephalopathy, for example, it's the neurons the neurons that are dying, and like the spinal tracts. I know I'm trying not to get too much into it, because it is a very hard field. But it's essentially like cutting a circuit. And so how do you repair a circuit the exact same way that it was before? So the idea is to transplant cells that will then make those connections for us.
Joseph Trangali joining us here on the Created State podcast here on KASU. So you said that you're in your second year. You've been here for a year, is that right? Or how long have you been here at Arkansas State?
Yes, just 1 year.
Okay. So what are your thoughts on how things are going, and what was it that attracted you to NYIT?
Well, NYIT is an osteopathic medical school, and it's in its third year right now. And when I was interviewing, I was really struck by the people and how nice they were and how personable and welcoming they were. And it's just kind of clicked in my head that these are the type of people that I want to be around.
Yeah. So tell us about your Dr. G, I think, as you say, you've been working with. Kind of tell us about her or Dr. G, excuse me. Tell us about Dr. G and how Dr. G has really helped you in this research.
Well, Dr. G was actually my neuroanatomy teacher. The moment I met her, we clicked. And sent us all an email saying, hey, you know, we're looking for volunteers, I immediately perked up. And I was like, oh, I did this stuff, you know, before, and I'm really interested in continuing what I was doing. So it just kind of worked out that way.
Yeah. In the research that you're doing, what are the next steps, I guess, in the research?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So right now we're moving from in vitro to in vivo work, which is essentially moving from petri dishes to live spinal cords. So we were culturing cells and making sure that they were viable and staining them and making sure there was the right type of stem cell that we wanted and that express the right things and all that fun stuff. And so now we're moving towards the actual spinal cord surgeries and injuries and actual transplantation of it.
Wow. I've heard that stem cells can be used for work like this and cancer and that. What is it about the stem cells that make them so valuable? How can they be used in this kind of research?
So our body has a very finite amount of stem cells, and there's a difference between stem cells and, like, we call them somatic cells, which kind of the stem cells are the ones that can repair and multiply, and not every cell in the body can do it in a way that the stem cell can in terms of, like, making different types of cells. So it's a really exciting field, and it's very new. And so we've hearing things in the news about how it can be a cure-all and stuff. And so now we're taking the basic science and going forward with that to try and help people.
Right. How is, going back to Dr. G, how has Dr. G impacted your life?
So I've been working in her lab for about 6 months now with her graduate student, Krishna Sharma. He's actually in a conference in Korea right now, funnily enough. And she's been a really good mentor for me, and it's been a great experience. You know, we think very similarly, and it's always great to have a mentor like that at this stage.
Is this your first time presenting this research?
Yes, this research that we've been doing for the past couple of months.
Your thoughts on being able to have kind of a platform to be able to present the research you've been doing like this?
I mean, it's a great experience for all of us. You know, we like telling people what we're doing, and because it's such an intricate and, you know, detailed thing. And yeah, I mean, it's a great experience.
And that was student Dr. Joseph Tringali at NYIT's College of Osteopathic Medicine at Arkansas State University, as he presented research recently during the Arkansas Biosciences Institute Fall Research Symposium at Arkansas State University. That took place September 25th. If you want to hear more interviews like this one, you can always subscribe to the Created State podcast on Spotify. You can also go to TuneIn, and you can find it there, or iHeartRadio. Basically, anywhere you find your podcast, you'll find it. Also, your traditional iTunes and Google Play platforms. Or you can go to our website at kasu.org to find more information on the Created State podcast page. Also, please leave us a review, tell others about the podcast, and share it with a friend, as we'd love to be able to get more ears on the podcast. For KASU and A-State Connections and the Created State podcast, I'm Jonathan Reeves.